This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Back on a Thursday with another teaser, taster, sampler of today's bonus If I Were You that is available in full on our Patreon. The Patreon has been hustling and bustling recently. We have new episodes of the EPL podcast with Thomas Middleditch and Humphrey Carr. We have new episodes of Jake and Amir Watch with Ben and Thomas. We're reliving Movie Date, the episode that they both did together. And of course, we have today's If I Were You and about eight other If I Were Yous available to watch, listen to, however you enjoy your content. All at patreon.com/JA. Wanted to release a little bit of this week's episode for free here on this main feed to give you guys a preview of what to expect. If you do decide to head over to patreon.com/JA, we are dangerously close to the 5,000 patron mark, at which point we release the speech that I gave at Jake's wedding. So hopefully if you're on the fence, you can join and help us push towards that number. All right, without further ado, let's get into it. A bonus Thursday, If I Were You.
Cool. Let's get started.
you flipped me off. Yeah, you said "fuck you" a few times.
I didn't say it. I mouthed.
You did. Because we're rolling on video.
I forgot we were doing the video. I was just doing like we usually do for the podcast.
You say "fuck me."
I usually flip you off to get you
to what?
To get you ornery before we shoot.
Yeah.
I like you when you're ornery.
What do you mean, yeah, ornery?
Like when you get cornered, yeah, you get really defensive.
I get ornery when I'm cornered.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think I'm corny?
Yeah.
You think I'm corny when I get cornered and ornery?
I actually didn't say that, but see, this is sort of what I'm talking about.
You think I get corny and horny?
Yeah, give you like
a little slight. When I'm cornered, I get ornery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about corny. I didn't say corny.
You didn't say ornery. You did say ornery. You did say
cornery. I said corner.
Quartered. You say quartered, right? When I get quartered, I get cornered, right?
You don't get quartered. I didn't say quartered. I don't even know what that would mean in this context.
You quartered me. You cornered me. I got ornery. I got hornery.
Right? I didn't say you got hornery.
I got corny, right? With puns.
Corny?
Things that sound the same, so it's funny.
You know, you're doing the pun thing.
What?
I said cornered, and I said ornery. That's sort of a rhyme. But you said horny. You said quartered. All that other stuff. And corny, you also said. You're putting that on yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
We're caught up, though.
Cool.
I didn't appreciate the flip off.
Yeah.
Or is it flick off?
I say flip, because you flip this. There's no way that's a flick.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. You're flicking. No. There's no way that's a flick. There's no way that's a flick.
Well, you don't really.
This is not a flick.
You don't flick. This is a flick.
This
See,
is
when
a
you
flick.
Do it, it's a flip. Your finger flips up.
Flick you off.
Like flip. No, flip.
Flit.
It's a flit. It's fleeting. It doesn't last very long.
Because I'm fleet of foot.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
All right.
I wonder if there's an actual answer to that question, or you think it's both.
It's regional. It's got to be regional.
Flick you off. Or flip you off. It's already auto-filling. People have asked this before.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is correct? Flip or flick someone off?
My theory is regional. Let it be known.
I've used both interchangeably, says some random guy, and I'm down to believe Seth Calkins in August of 2017.
Oh,
so there we have it.
August of 2017. What a different time.
Yeah, everyone was saying flick that year.
It was the truthiness of 2017.
Truthiness. Very good. Of course, if you're listening to this, thank you. If you're watching us,
that means you're a Patreon.
We appreciate that even
more. Or patron. What the fuck is it?
Patron. Yeah. Patreon is the website.
Yeah. Patron just feels sort of like formal.
So you're what?
You're a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah.
You're a day one baby.
And we appreciate it. This is, of course, a 30-minute ad-free version of our podcast, If I Were You, an advice show that we regularly do on Monday, but every other Thursday on this Patreon page,
boom,
we're giving you guys a bonus Thursday episode. Here it is. Here's one. We need a guy who's in a book club with a coworker. So give me a male author's name.
Ernest.
Ernest?
Yeah.
I don't know. What author is that?
I couldn't think of an author, so I just did, like, from the Ernest movies.
Oh, that's funny. You know, Ernest goes to camp.
Yeah. And there's another one where he saved Christmas.
Hey, dudes. For the past 2 years, my coworker and I have been exchanging books that we think the other would like. We have similar tastes, mostly history, so we've always enjoyed the books that the other brings in. However, this most recent book she lent me is straight up stinky. It's poorly written, poorly edited, and it's a real slog. I honestly don't want to finish the damn thing, but I really don't want to be rude either. She is kind of a work mom to me. I'm a 26-year-old guy, and I really value our friendship. What should I do? Is there a polite way to give the book back without finishing it, or should I suck it up and push my way through the next 400 pages? Thanks for shaping my humor over the last decade. Love, Ernest. P.S. Loving the Patreon. So this guy is a patron.
First of all, ta-da, namaste. I would say this is a solid candidate for a lie.
A lie.
Yeah.
So I gave you a long book,
mm-hmm.
And then in 2 months you do what?
No, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
3 weeks you read a 400-page book.
Yeah.
And you give
it back. You're like, hey, thanks so much. That was great.
Did you like it?
Let's do the next one.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was great.
Favorite part?
The beginning I really liked. You already read some.
Favorite part in the beginning?
The chapter about the U-boats. I thought that was really cool.
How do you think it ended? You thought it ended well?
It was a history
the
of
ending
World
I thought
War
II. Was crazy.
It was a history of World War II, because as we established, I like history books, so I thought it ended pretty well.
Really?
What with Hitler killing himself and the US of A winning. Yeah,
it ended in 39, the book. You didn't read it.
Well, I'm talking about World War II.
You didn't read it.
Oh, come on.
You didn't read my fucking book.
You're my work mother. Oh, you shot me in the face. Christ.
You think that's how you'd react?
You shot me in the head.
You'd be
the
dead.
Bullets in my fucking brain.
It's a yeah.
Ow!
Ow!
Knock it off!
No, knock it off or no ow!
Get out of here!
I don't think so. You're acting like I flicked your
eyes. Christ!
Eye. All right, that's perfect. Fine.
Yeah. What's your advice?
Remember Cliff's Notes?
Oh yeah.
So, growing up in the early '80s, like I did, we didn't read. We didn't have to.
No.
This was Reaganomics. All right, this was...
You voted for Reagan, right?
Yes. I was born in 71, raised in 83. We had these things called Cliff's Notes. I don't even know if they have them anymore.
Is it just Cliff Notes? It's not Cliffs.
I think it's Cliffs.
It's a guy named
Let's
Cliff?
Let's check the internet again. It's Cliff's Notes.
Cliff? It was
Cliffs.
A dude? Cliff made all the notes? Who the hell is Cliff? Why do you take so many notes?
That's good.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. We kind of
Jeremy,
did it.
By the way.
Started in 1958. So Cliff's Notes were these, you know, abridged versions of famous stories so that people didn't have to read books in high school. You just read the Cliff's Notes, the abridged version of
you
these famous novels. Then later on AOL, they had like Barron's Book Notes where they had it all online. You didn't even have to buy the Cliff's Notes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what kids are using.
Wikipedia.
Probably
just like go to like the Amazon review of this book and just get all your talking points right there.
So there probably doesn't need to be a service that abridges books for you because every popular book probably has a Wikipedia page that summarizes
the plot synopsis, yeah.
So you could just always do that. Again, you're lying.
Right.
Because...
But I think there's not real... Like, so it's this book club has been going on for a little while, right?
Yeah.
So mom isn't like... suggesting her favorite book anymore.
Right.
This isn't like going to really hurt her feelings if you didn't like it. So I think you can read about it. Don't hurt her feelings so much by being like, you recommended a lemon and I want out. This is a bad book. You just read the Clips Notes, you say, or the Wikipedia, whatever. So you go back to her and be like, I finished it. Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. I had it, like, there were some good parts, but this, and this, and everything. Like, that's book club. You talk about the book. Okay? And then...
You're getting very antagonistic towards the word mom.
Okay? Yeah, I'm allowed to have an opinion, right, Ma? For crying out loud, you shot me last week. By the way, you never apologized. You shot me in the head.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were dead. Yeah. I am sorry, I guess. Have you ever read something out of obligation to someone and then, like, gotten a third of the way through and you're like, I can't do it anymore?
Yeah.
After high school, it's hard to force yourself to read a book you don't like.
I was, like, sort of dating somebody who was really trying to convince me to read Infinite Jest.
Oh, that, like, 1,200-page dense, like, novel that doesn't really make sense.
Right, but changes some people's lives.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have, like, if you, like, you want to know me, like, this, like, read this book. It's my favorite book. Like,
it's
and
a very uptight thing to think. Like, if you want to know me, read this traditionally impossible to understand book, and then only then will you know how complicated
and we
I am.
Slowly stopped hanging out because I couldn't finish the book.
You couldn't
talk
get
about
to
a
know
Seinfeld
her
episode.
Either. Yeah, somebody gives you a book that you don't want to read, but then you can't, like, or he reads it, but he stays up all night, and then he doesn't do well on the date.
Oh,
because he was up all night reading the book.
This could be the pilot episode of our TV show.
Okay,
for sure.
So it's our characters, somebody gives me a book to read to get to know her. Actually, I think this was an episode of Friends.
Probably.
Yeah, where Rachel, like, writes Ross a letter.
Oh, yeah, that's sort of it.
Yeah, it's like, I want
but
you to read
quite,
this letter.
It's not quite the same, because that's like, he really should have read the letter. It was a really long letter, but it, like, says all of, he basically, like, implicitly agrees to saying he cheated on her, right?
Right, no,
not
yeah.
Implicit, that, he just, like, admit it's an admission.
Of guilt.
Yeah.
That they weren't on a break.
God, oh, Friends is a great show.
Yeah, David Schwimmer, are you kidding me?
Ross.
So we both think don't actually force yourself to read the book. Say you did, on to the next.
Yeah. Here's a question for you about Friends.
Yeah.
Did Marcel
the monkey
last one season or two?
You know, I've...
one season or two?
I actually know the answer to this because Friends has been on in my household for the last few days. And Marcel existed primarily in season one. But there was a mini story arc in season two where Ross visits Marcel on the set of his movie and they have, like, a little date together, and then he drives off in a cab at the end. So they say a final goodbye to Marcel.
I would not have put Marcel in season one.
Yeah, Marcel was like the OG.
I thought that would be like a two or three.
Yeah. That's like when Ross was just an animals guy. That was his character.
He loved animals?
He loved, like, it was this paleontology nerd, like, focus on that for a whole season. So he had a pet monkey. He worked in a museum. Then they slowly got rid of the monkey. The dinosaur stuff became de-emphasized over time, and he just became a general nerd guy.
I see.
All right, next question.
We should do a Friends podcast.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We'll call it what?
Let's read the next question.
All right. Here's a guy who lives in Vermont. Give me a famous Vermontese man. You know,
Stephen
a famous
King?
Man from Vermont.
Stephen King's from Vermont, isn't he?
Sure. I'm not going to look it up.
Cool.
Or is he from New Hampshire? Or is he from Boston?
I think it's either Vermont or New Hampshire. He's a big Boston fan.
I've already looked up enough stuff this episode.
No, you have to look this up.
Where is Stephen King from? Yeah. Where is Stephen King from? And does he say flip or flick off?
That's another thing we should look up.
It looks like he's from Maine. I'll search famous people.
From Vermont.
Yeah. Whoa, it just says LOL. Oh, I guess there's no
really
famous people from
trolling
there.
Vermont.
Oh, actually, here we go. Calvin Coolidge is from Vermont.
He's a president.
Not anymore, but yeah, he was the president.
Right. Well, obviously.
Obviously.
He's dead.
Yes.
What number president was he?
30.
No chance, Blumenfeld. He was absolutely 25.
It seems, no. 25 was McKinley.
No. McKinley is 24.
Who was
You're thinking of Herbert Hoover.
No, 25. Hoover was one after Coolidge. Who was our 25th president? I used to know these all.
I know, that's why I'm fucking with you.
It is McKinley.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
But wait.
What number?
Was Coolidge. This is our fucking, this is a whole other podcast. Jake and Amir, look up stupid shit on the internet.
What number president was Calvin Coolidge? What number president was Calvin Coolidge? 30. What did I say? I think I said 30.
No, he didn't say 30.
I said 30.
He said 30?
John and Giancarlo both off camera not shaking their head that you did not say 30.
We have video and audio proof of it.
Did he say 30?
Said 30.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. Yeah, laugh it up. You're making me look like a fool. Yeah. And I don't think it's
funny. I'm just getting my yuck yucks.
Yuck yuck. What number was he? 28.
You think in an infinite timeline we'll have a president named Yuck Yuck?
Yeah, because in an infinite timeline everything happens.
Wow. Do you think in an infinite timeline we'll have a president named Yuck Yuck and he'll eat his own shit during a debate to be elected?
Yeah, because it's, you know, if time is truly infinite, which you're postulating that it is,
yes, time is
the universe grows and expands ad infinitum. I think any permutation of U.S. and world history can and will and has happened. So the yuck yuck thing is happening. The eating the shit happens.
It's happening during a debate.
Yeah,
televised.
During the debate. Well, sometimes it's televised. Sometimes it's just a radio debate.
Right. Yuck yuck was like, this is what I think of your policy.
That's right.
Yuck yuck.
Yeah. And he's the president in this specific universe.
Right. Crazy.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right.
He's number 29 in that one.
Calvin Coolidge writes,
"That's it. That's all you get, you coy little divas. But for the rest of the episode and everything else that's ever been posted to our Patreon, you can check it out at patreon.com/JA.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, "Thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show," or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.